Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Bava Basra, Perek Yod, Mishnah Mishnah Vav. And today's Mishnah is being learned Bishchos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'Zecher Fein Rezivik Hagon B'Karav Mamesh. And Mishnah tells us Misha Par Mitzvah Chayvai V'Hishlish Es Shtarei. A person paid part of his chayv and he gave his shtar to a third party. So Reuven borrowed $100 from Shimon. He paid him 50, and now they took this shtar and they gave it to a third party to hold on to because the shtar says 100 and only 50 is owed. So they want to make sure that nothing dishonest happens, and so it's given to that third party. V'Amrlein he told him Eloi Nasati Lach Mikan V'Adyan Plain. If I don't pay you the remaining 50 by this certain date, ten lo shtarei, give him his shtar back and he'll be able to collect the entire amount from me. He gives mav lo nasan. Let's say that time came and he didn't pay the remaining amount. Rabbi Yossi Amir Yitain. Rabbi Yossi says that shtar should be given right back to the malveh and he'll be able to collect the entire $100. Whereas Rabbi Yuda Amir lo Yitain, Rabbi Yuda says it cannot be given. And we understand that this is a machlokes in asmachta, whether asmachta is kaine or not. Another way of saying this is whether or not asmachta is binding. And asmachta is exactly this situation where a person says something thinking that he's going to be able to accomplish it, he's going to be able to do it, and whether or not that's really binding halachically. According to Rabbi Yossi, it's 100% binding, and therefore, he's 100% serious when he says, if I don't pay you back by this and this date, give him the shtar back so he can collect the entire thing. That's 100% halachically binding, and we're going to go with that. However, Rabbi Yehuda says, asmachta loikanya. The guy is not saying that seriously. Reuven doesn't really mean that if he doesn't pay back by this time, he'll end up having to pay much more. He says it because he's so confident that he's going to end up paying back in time, and he's also doing so to encourage himself to pay back in time, but he doesn't really mean it seriously, and that's why smachta loikanya, it's not binding. Moving on to Mishnah Vav with another din of shtar, Mishnah shtar chayvai. A fellow had a shtar chayv, and it got totally erased. Shimon had a shtar that Reuven owed him $100, and all the information got erased. His kid poured a cup of orange juice on it. Now he can't say anything. What do we do? So me'idin all of Edim. Edim give testimony about this shtar, and Ubalifnei Bezdin comes to Bezdin, Vaisen Lekiyum, and they validate the shtar, and they write as follows, Ish Pliny ben Pliny, Nimchak Shtarai, such and such fellow, his shtar got erased, and Biyoyim Pliny, such and such date was written on the shtar, and Uplini Edov, so and so were his Edim, and that's what they write on a new piece of paper. Now Reuven could have his new shtar, and he'd be able to bring it to Bezdin and collect with it. Another din, Misha Par Mitzvah Chayvai, somebody who part of his chayv was paid off, Reuven paid off 50 out of $100 that he borrowed from Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda says, Yachlef, let's switch out this old shtar for a new one. The old shtar said 100, but now the loan's not 100 anymore, it's only 50, so we tear it up and we write a brand new shtar. Whereas Rabbi Yossi says, no, Yechtav Shaiver, he gets a receipt. Shimon keeps his old shtar that says 100, and Reuven simply has a receipt that says, I already paid 50. Now Rabbi Yehuda said about this, Nimsa Zetzarchli is Shemer Shaiver Menach Barim. Turns out that the Loive, the borrower, Reuven, he has to guard his Shaiver, his receipt, from mice. He has to make sure that mice don't chew it up and that nothing happens to it, because if something does happen to it and he loses it, or mice eat it for dinner, Shimon's going to come to him with the original shtar that says that he owes $100, and now he's going to lose money, because he already paid 50. So really, we should do like I say, says Rabbi Yehuda, and we should just write up a brand new shtar for the Malva. However, Amar Rabbi Yossi told him, Kach yofel loy v'lo yura koich shelzeh. It's actually good for him, and there shouldn't be a lack in the koyach of the Malva, of the lender. In other words, it's good for the lender to have this original shtar that says that he's owed $100, and that way, the loyve is pressured to come up with the rest of the money really quickly, because as you, Rabbi Yehuda, just said, the loyve doesn't want to lose his shiver, and therefore, in order to push the loyve to actually pay back in time and come up with all the money, we say that he has to have a receipt, and we don't just write up a new shtar for the malveh. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with the very last two Mishnayos in the Masechta. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.